Hydrofracking is a process where large amounts of water, sand, and chemicals are forced into rock, breaking it up and releasing oil trapped inside. This week, Illinois lawmakers passed a law clearing the way for hydrofracking, but not without restrictions. Bob Bauer works with the Illinois Geological Survey. He says oil and gas companies are speculating on a limited basis in the New Albany Shale Formation in the far southeastern part of the state.
There have been a couple of horizontal wells that have been put in, some of them without hydrofracking, just to see what's coming out. And we did notice that one did have hydraulic fracturing associated with it.
With the new regulations, energy companies will be able to fully explore the area. While Wisconsin doesn't have any oil or gas deposits, it has plenty of the sand used to get that oil. Rich Buttinger is the president of the Wisconsin Industrial Sand Association. He says increased drilling in southern Illinois could mean a new market for Wisconsin frac sand.
The location being in southern Illinois, it still is, you know, considered to be a market that is available for, you know, this location up here in Wisconsin, Minnesota.
However, Buttinger says there are other frac sand mines in St. Louis, Missouri, and Arkansas that are closer to potential drill sites. That said, he's still optimistic.
I think it's actually very positive. That just means that there's potentially more markets available for the existing supply and further growth of the industry.
Environmental advocates have claimed fracking pollutes groundwater and causes earthquakes. The EPA is currently studying its potential impact on drinking water. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.